This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the big show today, Kostaki Economopoulos is in studio, plus condoms and pets getting in the way of sex. It's all coming up in just a minute.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Time now for the guy who would rather cook than have sex.
Let's see. A little pinch of salt here.
Oh, Wolfgang, come here and pinch me a little.
Yeah, just a minute, sweetie. I'm whipping up a delicious snack for us.
Come on, baby, let me be your snack.
Okay, I need 2 cups of sugar.
Come on, sugar. Check out these D cups.
Oh, thank you. You reminded me I needed to add a little milk.
Would you hurry up and cook that stuff so we can do some cooking in the bedroom?
Cook? You don't cook this. You chill it slowly and serve it with jelly on the side.
You're going to need petroleum jelly, and you're going to have to serve yourself. I'm out of here.
Petroleum jelly? Disgusting. I'm imagining a delicate mint jelly to offset the exciting explosion of flavors.
This has been the guy who would rather cook than have sex.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Josh Arnold.
Hello.
Jess Hooker's here. There's Ace Cosby. I'm Chick McGee. And Tom, we have a special super-duper guest in the studio.
We are joined by our good friend, comedian Kostaki Economopoulos is here with us. And Kostaki, of course, is also our NFL correspondent.
We love you.
And I was just getting organized, actually.
Getting organized.
Getting Kostaki's stuff here all ready to go, see. Got some paperwork.
It's a piece of paper.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm sorry. What were you saying?
Once again, maybe radio's not for you. You Kostaki, can't talk. You can't do two things at once.
I can't think and talk at the same time. Kind of a problem.
Yeah, that would be helpful in this crowd.
Yeah, yeah. Kostaki is a distinguished stand-up comedian. He is also a huge NFL fan.
And he's Greek.
And he has all pro lines. He's the proprietor of all
proprietor.
Pro lines, where people can weigh in with their thoughts on
CEO,
the world of professional football. You're also an Atlanta Falcons diehard fan.
Yeah, that's gone well. I'm not doing too bad. They're right in there.
This year is fine.
Yeah, it's all right.
We're fine.
Kostaki, now are you technically single, right?
Yes. Yeah, I'm single.
What do you mean technically single?
I mean, yeah.
You mean he's divorced?
And you're legally single now. Right?
I'm not legally single yet, but we're working on it.
How's the good?
We're working on it.
Okay.
I did buy condoms, though.
Oh, really?
That was cathartic. How many is a good question?
That's a definition of what I missed, I think.
That's a funny first question.
Now, is there an expiration date on those babies?
Yeah, they're definitely, I may have run by. Yeah. So I walked into the store. I was very excited. Just felt cathartic. I'm like, I'm going to buy some condoms. Mm. And then I couldn't find them, okay. Right? Took a while to find them. And then when I found them, they were locked.
Oh, no. Geez.
Yes.
Really?
And it's funny how quick I went back to 17-year-old me. I was like, oh, I got to talk to a lady. And I did. I had to walk around and find a woman to help me. She was about 65 years old, maybe Jamaican. She was awesome. We had such a human exchange.
Aww.
So I go, yeah, if you open these, I could take it from you. I just haven't bought these in like a decade. And she said, yeah, most of the people who get these are a lot younger. I'm like, all right. Chef's kiss. And I go, yeah, do you have any idea what the kids are buying these days? And she, this is a direct quote. She said, nope. My kitchen's been closed for a long time, too.
Wow. Two. Did you take her to dinner?
She
was so coming on.
Yes, she was.
It was just like this very human, kind, earnest.
Yes.
So there's so many different kinds.
She's in love.
Reopen the kitchen.
There's so many different kinds of condoms.
How did you decide?
Well, there were two that I wanted to try, but they're boxes of 12, which seems like a lot of condoms to buy for a guy with nothing going on.
Do they have a variety pack like Band-Aids?
No, that would be.
Where they've got like the little ones,
that's
the big
way
ones.
Better. I would totally go. That's how I buy beers. Now you get the 12 pack with all the different kinds.
I bet you could, I would almost guarantee you could go online and there has to be some company that'll give you 8 different
kinds of
whatever.
There must be. That's a great idea. So I get 2 boxes of condoms and I had some other stuff in my hands and I turned to walk away and she said, enjoy your life.
Aww.
It was so earnest. And I didn't think of it till I got to the car, but if I had thought of it, I would have said it. And I'm 100% sure she would have laughed. I should have turned and gone, you know, this is a lot of condoms. You want to knock some rust off or something? She would have loved that.
I don't know. Knock some rust off.
We got to get this kitchen reopened, girl.
Yeah.
There you go. Turn the fire up the burners.
Right.
Yeah, extend the metaphor. Go back to the kitchen.
Yes. Yeah, don't use the rust word. Yeah. That sounds
rust.
Bad.
Rust. That's the wrong.
Shake out the spiders, they prefer.
Yeah.
Now,
well, do they?
Have we?
Let's open up the scandal.
Is it too personal for me to ask? Have you had an opportunity to?
Yes, but most of them are just still there. Yeah. It's not zero, but it's a very small number.
I see.
All right.
And did you,
so you keep them in your wallet?
I don't walk around with them.
Did you make the right choice? Do you think?
Do you have a condom on you right now?
No, I did. I do not.
Oh.
Two of the 3 men in this room currently are wearing them.
You have to take them on stage with you at some point and say, I got the condoms right here. Anybody here? Anyone? We'll knock the rust off.
Anyone?
Yeah. I've seen the women that respond to that. I don't know if you do want that.
That's not the demo.
No.
Now, Kostaki, are you an iPhone guy or an Android guy?
Oh, I'm iPhone. But I did hear this conversation on the way in.
Isn't that amazing?
It is astounding.
Did you hear this, Ms. Hooker?
No, what happened?
There are plenty of good reasons.
25% of people, if they had just met someone, if they're an iPhone user and this person's an Android, they wouldn't.
Deal breaker is a love.
Deal breaker?
Mm-hmm. That wouldn't even be on my radar.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Right.
No. Yeah. I don't care.
And one of the cool things about if your partner is the opposite, if you're iPhone and they're Android, then they can't take your charger. That's a good thing.
That's actually nice. Yeah.
Just yesterday.
I had a girl break up with me because we had different phones.
Really?
Yeah.
Her phone was an iPhone, and my phone had naked pictures of her sister on it.
Yeah.
So,
you know, that
she said, this is a deal breaker.
That might have been the system you were on.
Shallow girls.
Our guest is comedian Kostaki Economopoulos. So you're obviously doing a little bit of dating then, since you...
Very, very little. I'm so enjoying being by myself, just to sleep diagonally across a king-size bed.
Yeah.
No one is mad about snoring, or I can eat when I want.
Are you meeting ladies post show? Do they see you on stage? Are you?
No, my demo is 57-year-old white guys only.
you mean your audience is not your sex demo?
I believe I told this.
Thank you for clarifying
earlier. Any port in a storm?
You want to get the Grindr app?
You don't know.
No, there aren't. Are there late life gay men?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Like late life.
You're thinking of switching?
No.
I'm just asking.
That's what I heard.
You're meeting some ladies. Are you meeting them on the internet thing?
You see what he just did to you?
Just go with the narrative he wants to build.
He's like, you dating? No, very soon. So you're meeting these ladies. It's amazing.
I did try Tinder almost as a social experiment. I have enough friends in the same boat, and they all said it was a nightmare. But I felt like I should try it. I will say, the first night of Tinder, you feel like a king. I'm just laying in bed with a beer buzz. I'm like, I say yes to you. Yeah. Yes. Large bosoms, enjoy sushi. Yes. bio written in broken English. Yes. Weird makeup, enjoys craft beer. Yes. Yes. Bring them all to me by Thursday. And then, of course, like 100 swipes later, nothing. No, just it's so humbling. And then you finally get a little text exchange when you finally connect with somebody. And this is totally true. And like three phrases in, I'm like, oh, this isn't a woman.
Oh,
this is a robot that wants me to send Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Yeah, a lot of those.
Yeah, I had no idea that was the cul-de-sac on a lot of these conversations.
What gave it away?
It was literally like an inhuman kind of exchange. You know, like it was clearly a bot.
You can tell.
Yeah, immediately, like there's not a human anything.
AI has trouble with articles, I've noticed. It'd be like, so in the off time are on now? Or something like that. They've really broken English. Every now and then they get
not responsive
lost.
In a human way to what I was saying at all.
And what was your pitch, may I ask?
My pitch.
What is the Kostaki sales pitch?
What did your Tinder profile say?
Oh man, I don't even remember. It's been a while.
Well, let's take a look.
Yeah.
Did you say you're a comedian?
No.
I bet you say you're a writer.
Entertainer?
I don't think I covered my job in the thing.
Magician?
Are you supposed to tell them what you do? I guess you should tell them.
Yeah, of course.
Did you mention the Atlanta Falcons?
I didn't do that.
Probably craft beer, right? You probably said that.
Craft beer is in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sports?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, little sports. Yeah, I forget. It's been a couple of years. I tried this at the very beginning.
Okay.
Do you say father of two?
It was a disaster immediately. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, that's not the path.
Oh, yeah. Did you go ahead and say, father of two, single father, that kind of thing?
Yes, yeah. I did do that.
Yeah.
Because I think that's important.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
They definitely need to know that.
Well, and you want to weed out the people who aren't interested.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Are there codes that people use implying certain things?
What do you mean?
Boy,
what they're into sexually?
Oh, you mean like they'd say, I like to leave my garage door up, stuff like that?
Oh.
What the hell's that mean?
Well, if you don't know, don't worry about it.
It does sound
My back door's always open.
Oh,
like
yeah, that. Okay,
that's what I'm trying to.
Like deep thinker and deep two.
Oh.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Implying, doggy-esque.
I have a dog. I hope you do too. Doggy style stuff.
Yeah.
Like that.
I'm asking. I don't know. Okay. I could never do any of this stuff.
Yeah. No. I find it to be terrible all the way through, and it's hard for me because I just want to just be by myself. I want to be a good comic and a good dad, and the rest of it, like, I don't even really. I'm not interested now. I'm sure I will be someday, but it's so nice.
Yeah. When your kids are older.
No. Is it starting to back up? You know what I'm saying?
Is it starting to back up?
You know what I'm saying?
No, yes, I've had course. Some long-running habits that have remained. So
I keep them in place.
He knows how to take care of himself.
So the reason you're diagonal in the queen-size bed is because there's a couple of wet spots. Okay, well, we've done some good work here. Now, if I could get back to something, I had an idea. When Kostaki Economopoulos is in the process of becoming a single man again, you've been apart from them. You mentioned that you went on, you purchased some condoms.
Oh, yeah.
And as I recall the situation, there was a huge variety available behind the locked glass
door. Yes, yes.
And you kind of had to choose two. And my question was, doesn't some company have a variety pack? And I said, like Band-Aids. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to think of another analogy, and I thought of one. Remember when you were a kid and you could buy that 12-pack of cereal boxes?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it was always... At the end of the pack, there was always the one you didn't want to eat.
Yeah.
You'd go through all the cool ones that were all sugar. Then you'd get, oh, I've got the grape nuts.
Right.
French pack.
Tickler.
Special K was the one.
Yeah, why would they even put Special K in there?
Yeah, Special K was always in there. And then your mom never did this.
What?
Like, my mom. Well, if you don't eat that one, we're not buying another one. You had to, you know, eat all the little
boxes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we had, Now, Kostaki, this is important. Neapolitan ice cream.
Ah.
What order do you eat them in?
Oh, yeah. I like variety, so a little bit of each. You try to keep it even.
No, you can't do
that's
that.
That's the wrong answer.
That's wrong. Josh,
I thought that was not wrong.
There's no question now as to why we're not friends with him. Isn't that right?
That's right.
What a bad answer.
I got it wrong.
You go chocolate, vanilla, strawberry.
Boom.
Just in the order that you like.
Chocolate, strawberry.
But I've always been the opposite. Like, I always save the best bite of the meal for the end.
Okay.
I would even eat pizza backwards so that you get the middle part at the end.
Oh, that's interesting.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
Really?
You want to kind of, you know, like in a stand-up show, sure. You want to try to peek at the end.
Yeah. I see.
Yeah, okay. I think Dahmer did that. Yeah.
Okay. Now, does this apply to your lovemaking also?
Yes. Ideally, the peek is at the end.
Hopefully, it's at the end.
I peek in the first five.
You're still calling it lovemaking. All right.
Christy, what do you got over there at the news desk?
An article from The Guardian offers the following information. Your pet may be getting in the way of your sex life. Clinical psychologist Karen Gurney said, quote, given that attention is so crucial for sex, anything that disrupts it, like noticing the dog has jumped onto the bed, can really get in the way of our sexual response.
I don't know if attention is actually important to sex.
Depends on who the person is.
It's like whatever, and then it kind of takes on a life of its own, and
what?
It's done. Yeah, you don't have to, especially in a long-term relationship, you don't have to just, you know...
Let him go.
Got to be attendance, and then you don't
you just kind of phone it in,
like autopilot.
Yes.
Okay.
That sounds awful.
So you're okay.
Yes.
So if there are two golden retrievers staring at you, you're okay with it.
Yeah, that's fine. I just shut my eyes and I don't see them.
Those in relationships.
What about if they're jumping up in the bed?
Well, but that's a little bit more problematic.
Yeah, you should work together to set boundaries.
I don't like any hair up there. Last thing I want is picking golden retriever hair out of my mouth.
Oh. Well, you don't have to
kiss them. You do to the dog.
Yeah. He never wants to talk, but then when he wants to talk, he's like this consummate lover. Right? Is that right, Tom?
You should work together to set boundaries in your bedroom regarding your pets. Those engaging in casual sex.
Yeah, boundaries, like not having your pets in there.
Should ask pet-owning partners about their bedroom policy before jumping into bed with
them. All right,
so how does that go? Go ahead, Josh.
What's that? I was
going to
say something.
You and I are going to get together later, Josh.
Okay.
First time.
Yeah.
Casual encounter.
Hey, you know, maybe we could, take this into the bedroom later on.
Right.
What is your bedroom policy as far as your pets go?
Oh.
You see what's happening.
No, there was a girl I was dating years ago, and she had a dog.
Oh, you date girls?
Yeah. I was experimenting. And
I think I'm wasting my time.
No, please keep showering me with gifts.
Okay, all right.
She had a dog that we would eventually just let in the room because it would scratch and bark at the door.
Really?
And we were like, just let it in.
Oh, my goodness.
Because it was more of a distraction to have it out of the room.
Wow.
And would he just come in and lay down and leave you alone?
Yeah, and then leave us alone. Well, yeah.
Our dogs just go in their crates and lay there.
Yeah. Have a show.
There's a famous.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a famous story from the great actor Robert Mitchum on this topic. I highly. It's worth Googling it and finding it. It's very humorous.
Okay.
It involves Mr. Mitchum's testicles and a Great Dane.
Go ahead and tell us the story.
No, I can't. It's far too vulgar.
I think we get it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to put those two things together, there's licking involved. I would
just assume. Yeah.
Josh, is your cat in the room when you?
Yeah, it has been.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But cats,
they don't care.
Yeah.
Oh, I think the potential for a scratch. They look, there's a ball of yarn. Oh, there's two balls of yarn.
Yeah, there's something flopping around I can scratch at.
I think that
thankfully
would be...
that has not been,
My younger dog thinks that I am everything. I'm her world. And so every night when we go to bed, she kind of corrals and doesn't let Andy get in bed. She won't let him. It's so funny. She runs around on top of the bed like playing defense.
God.
You aren't getting near her. Get out. Yeah.
Hey, Tom. The end has begun.
Yeah. A cocker block spaniel.
Yes, yes. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I really enjoyed it.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.